The Her Sports Show, live every Wednesday on YouTube and every podcast app.
Welcome to this week's Her Sports Show. I'm going to run through this weekend's action and all the latest in sport. So we're going to start with the FAI Women's Cup Final. Shelburne completed the double with their victory over Athlone. Jessie Stapleton and Pearl Slattery bagged the crucial goals at Tallaght Stadium yesterday to achieve the double. The game was played in front of a record crowd of 5,073, which shows the momentum and sport there is behind women's soccer at the moment, which is amazing to see and absolutely deserved. So well done to them. Over in more soccer then, the women's national team squad was named ahead of their international friendly against Morocco. So they're currently starting an 8-day training camp in Marbella today, and that will include an international friendly against Morocco on the 14th of November. 16-year-old Shelburne goalkeeper Katie Keane received her first senior call-up, as did Piemont United midfielder Erin McLaughlin. Over in ladies football then, the provincial finals were on this weekend for Leinster and Munster. So Kilmacud Crokes are senior club champions after beating Tinnahilly 4 goals and 15 points to 8 points in the Leinster decider. Over in Munster then, Ballymacarby ladies are Munster senior champions after 22-year wait, following their win over the Banner, 8 points to 5 points. That was quite a close game. Ulster and Connacht finals will be on this weekend. So in Ulster, Moneyglass will be playing Nave Breed, and in Connacht, Bursahul will be playing Kilcairn Clonburn. Over in AFLW then, Collingwood secured a semi-final spot against Adelaide next weekend after their win over Western Bulldogs, with Irish players Aisling Sheridan and Sarah Rowe in action. Rowe worryingly spent the last term of the game being treated by physios with a knee injury, but hopefully she'll be all okay. Adelaide Crows suffered a 21-point defeat to Melbourne Demons, with Sinead Goldrick and Blahi Mackin both featuring there, and Niamh Kelly and her teammates will be seeking a much better performance next weekend for the Crows. Over in North Melbourne then, they overcame Geelong Cats by 2 points on Saturday, with Rachel Kearns and Meade's Vicky Wall involved there. Erica O'Shea missed out on the encounter due to an eye injury she picked up in round 10, but she's expected to return to the Kangaroo side next weekend. And Brisbane Lions kept up their good form with a 17-point win over Richmond Tigers, with Tipperary's Orla O'Dwyer having an influential game there from midfield. Over in boxing, Katie Taylor remains unbeaten after defending her world lightweight titles by unanimous decision against Argentina's Karen Carvajal last weekend. There's much discussion now about her fighting in Croke Park, with promoter Eddie Hearn and Katie Taylor herself saying they want to fight in Croke Park. Ideally, a rematch against Amanda Serrano, who Taylor defeated in split decision last April in Madison Square Garden, which was the first time women headlined a boxing event at the historic venue. Amanda Serrano herself has confirmed that she does want a rematch, and although she is scheduled to fight against Mexico's featherweight Erica Cruz in the meantime, it's looking likely that this may go ahead. The event in Madison Square Garden was the first time, as mentioned, that two women headlined a boxing event, so for them to fight in Croke Park in front of 80,000 people would be incredibly historic night, not just for Irish sport, but it would be the biggest event in women's boxing history. So it's definitely something to keep an eye out for in the coming weeks. That's it for this week. For more stories, be sure to check out hersport.ie and our social channels for more. Up next is our interview with Irish international and Trinity Meteors player Dana Finn. So, hi Dana, how are you? So we're here talking about the scholarship programme with Trinity. So you're obviously on a scholarship with Trinity at the moment, and you're playing with Trinity Meteors. How are you finding that? Can you talk to us a bit about that?
Yeah, I'm currently on scholarship here in Trinity. It's my second year of my Masters. I'm playing with Trinity Meteors. The Trinity Sports Scholarship Programme has been huge benefit to me, and I know a lot of other sports scholars. We get great access to the facilities. We get one-on-one nutrition talks, access to the high performance gym, and one-on-one coaching and strength and conditioning training. I think Trinity really fit it into your lifestyle, so they support you in terms of your lifestyle as well as your sporting career. So it's both academic and sporting, which has been great. They're all the staff here in Trinity are very approachable, so we can come to them about any problems or anything at all. Yeah, and I play with Trinity Meteors. So we're currently just finished our fourth game in the league this season. And we have 1 loss, 3 wins. So we have our cup game this weekend against Glenmire. So we're really looking forward to that. And training has been going very well.
And what are you doing your master's in?
Teaching. So I'm doing a professional master's in education.
And so you're playing at the moment in the Miss Colt.ie Super League, and that's out of this month. And it seems to be going well enough for you guys. Can you talk us through this month so far?
Yeah, so we had a good pre-season. We had a few prep games. We've a new coach, Niall Burry, and we have a few new players and players from last year as well. So yeah, it's been going great. We had NUIG, Colaster, DCU and Glanmire were our first four games. So we lost narrowly to DCU, but our other games were great games. And I think the Miss Go Super League this year is very even. So it's hard to know, you know, every game is a new game and you're not going into it knowing that you will cross the line. So I think that makes it a very competitive league and campaign. So it's been going great. We beat the reigning champions in the third round of the league last week, or the weekend before that. So we have them in the cup this week. So I'm sure both teams will be gunning to win the first round of the cup. But yeah.
And your next game is against Waterford Wildcats, and that's on the 12th, I think. And how do you kind of prepare for that, and what is your kind of training schedule like at the moment?
Yeah. So in terms of training, we train on a Tuesday and a Thursday and a game every Saturday. So we'd have a Monday and Wednesday would be our gym or our strength and conditioning trainings, and on our on-court sessions on Tuesday and Thursday. So it's good. It's great to be with the team, and as I said, the facilities here in Trinity, it's right at my doorstep. So
And last year was your first year with Trinity Meteors?
Last year was my first year.
And like reflecting on that, I suppose you were very new to the team and stuff. What were kind of your learnings from that?
Yeah, so last year, as I said, we had a different coach, a kind of different team, a different team dynamic, a different structure. So every year is different, and it was my first year in Dublin. So that was all new to me, as well as a new team and a new coach. So in terms of last year, I suppose, as I said, it was new, and I was getting to know the girls on the team, getting to know the coaches. I'm definitely more comfortable this year, and I've settled in, I suppose, a little bit quicker. So, yeah.
And Claire Melia has moved over from UCC Glanmire, and you've played beside her before, and now you're going to be with her again. How does that feel there?
Yeah, it's super. I played all the way up internationally with Claire, so we know each other like the back of a book, but... it's great. We've been really bonding in the team, and Claire is a huge asset to us. It was great to get her to come back and join Trinity Meteors. We'll see how the season goes.
And looking ahead to this season then, kind of what does like a good season for Trinity Meteors look like for you?
Yeah, so I suppose like any team, you have your goals, and one of our goals will be certainly to make the top four, if not the top two. So ultimately that's where we want to be, and that's where we see ourselves. So it's just about meeting our standards and taking every game as it comes and getting a performance out of the team. So that would be our main goal for this season. But every game is a new game, and it's kind of week after week at the moment.
And then on a personal level, then what kind of would you like to achieve for yourself this year?
Personally, so we have the Irish international team, so to make the Irish international team for the next window. Then personally, just to develop, I suppose, skills in terms of basketball and a bit more strength work. So,
And basketball was kind of a sport that was really affected by COVID. How did you kind of find that?
Yeah, it was definitely really tough. I suppose for the first time ever in my career, I had to stay at home and, you know, do nothing as such, only use the country roads of Mayo and the hoop outside. But yeah, it was tough. But I also think it was nice to be at home, like as such a busy woman, I don't get too much time at home and to spend with my family. So it was nice in terms of bonding and that with family. But definitely glad to get back on the court and back into playing.
And you mentioned Mayo there, so you've also played in intercounty with Mayo, and you know you're balancing this, you know, very successful basketball career as well. How do you balance it all?
Yeah, so last year I was quite busy with basketball, so I actually didn't play with Mayo for the last season for a championship. Just because I had a lot of basketball on and it kind of took over. So but in previous years, it's tough at times, but I think I'm a quite organized person. I like to have a plan, and focus on certain things. So it wasn't too hard, but there would be times where I'd have to take a step back and be realistic about going to basketball training the same day as football and things like that. But yeah, no, it does get tough, and like anything, it is hard, but I do it. Yeah.
And do you think there's benefits to playing both sports? Do you think they kind of complement each other?
Yeah, they definitely do complement each other. I find going from the pitch to the court, it's really helpful. Like, you know, I suppose you're using your hands as opposed to your feet in football, but your hand-eye coordination is really beneficial in terms of that. But yeah, there definitely is overlaps. I suppose the only difference is the floor, like the pitch and the court, and then the team at basketball is quite small compared to a dressing room in JA. So no, there is overlaps, and they've definitely helped me be a dual athlete. So
And then growing up, did you play both of those sports always, or what kind of sports were you always into?
Yeah, I played basketball and football, but I also played handball. So I played handball till I was 14, 15. I loved handball, but it's an individual sport. But yeah, then played basketball at home and football, but kind of got towards the basketball more so than the football, which my mom and dad would have played for Mayo, so they were kind of like, oh, you know. But yeah, no, they were so supportive of the basketball kind of career, and the way I was able to still do both was great. So
you obviously come from quite a sporty family as well. Who were kind of your role models when you were growing up?
Yeah, like I suppose my biggest support have been my parents, so they were definitely role models. And then certain athletes, like when I was younger, I suppose I didn't take too much into consideration who I idolized and that. But in terms of now, you have Katie Taylor, you have the big sporting athletes. There's definitely a few who I'd be a big fan of.
And when you were younger, did you ever notice kind of a lack of female role models, or was it just kind of you didn't even notice?
Yeah, like that's as I said there. When I was younger, I suppose I didn't take, it wasn't as much promoted as much as it is now. And that's why I think women in sport should be, you know, promoted a little bit more for the younger generation. So yeah, when I was younger, I didn't idolize as such any specific people, but definitely now there's definitely more awareness about it, and huge women athletes out there that should get the recognition they deserve. So.
Definitely. And by the age of 20, there's 50% of girls have dropped out of sport, which is a massive figure. And at Her Sport, we launched a campaign. It's called Do It For Her. I don't know if you saw it online. And like, that's kind of a quite shocking statistic. What do you kind of think of that? And what would be your advice to girls that are kind of thinking of giving it up?
Yeah, that as you said, like that is a crazy statistic. And I know when I was 15, I suppose that was never a thought of mine. So for younger girls, like I know I do a bit of coaching in school and that, and it's just promoting them, getting them interested, keeping them interested is the main thing. And I think for their giving them people who they do idolize, and asking them, do they know them? Because if they know them, they'll want to be like them, and they'll keep going to strive to be better in their sport. So I think the main thing is focus, and to promote sport in a fun way at that age, not as intense as it is when you're a sporting athlete. But yeah, no, I think like it is important to keep the younger generation interested and constantly promote, and for us athletes to get involved and to motivate younger people to keep up sport and try all sports. Because I think when I was younger, I had football, basketball and handball, and it's only when you get to your kind of 20s that you kind of realize that you can only do one or two at a high level. So I think at that age you can try all sports and go down whatever route you want. But yeah, it's about encouraging it, and your campaign is super to create awareness about it. So
thanks very much.
Yeah.
And just back to the basketball then, so I suppose the league is very competitive now. You know, the competition has got up with, you know, NUIG, Mystics, Ulster University are involved as well now. So like, just how competitive is it at the moment?
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, there's no, I suppose, winner in the league as such. It's a level playing field. So every game is just as hard as the one previous. So yeah, NUIG and Ulster are up this year. So my sister Hazel actually plays for NUIG, and we got landed with them in our first game of the season, so that was great. We actually won that game, but like again, it was just a narrow win. Like, so I think it's very, very competitive, and it's really good that it is, because no one team is secure in their spot. So, yeah, it makes the league more fun, more competitive.
That's gas. And are you older or younger than her?
She's younger than me. Yeah, yeah.
That's everything. So, thank you so much.
Yeah,
it was lovely to speak to you.
Yeah, thanks.
The Her Sports Show, live every Wednesday on YouTube and every podcast app.